Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host, and we have a really great interview for you today. My friend Luann Beekler is with us, and Luann, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here, Leanne.
We're going to have a lot of fun today. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Luann. Luann Beekler, known as the Little Spark, is a certified facilitator of the Passion Test and the Passion Test for Business, which she uses in her coaching practice to ignite the spark in you and your business. Luann is a co-author of Exceptional Care for Your Valued Clients and self-published author of I Hug, My Journey as a Hugger. She is an avid networker, B&I director consultant, and a member of the Transformational Leadership Council. Luann, you know, knowing you like I do, I can't think of a more appropriate name for you than the Little Spark.
So. Thank you. It took me a bit to own that. And actually, funny story, a coach, because we all need coaches from time to time.
Yes.
Was telling me like I needed to be the little princess or something, or the queen of networking or something. I'm like, I am not a princess. I am not a queen, you know, and said something like, I'm just a little bit, I'm a tiny little person, you know, just a little bit. And she's like, but you're on fire. And I'm like, oh, that's it. It's just a spark. It's just a little spark. I'm a little spark. And then, yeah, people loved that. And it was funny. I had just had a fire at my house. So I was thinking about sparks. It's interesting how the universe works.
That's what I don't want, so. Well, so now tell me, Luann, how did you get started doing what you're doing?
You know, and I knew you were going to ask me that question, and I've been trying to think about how to shorten that story. So I actually started my career in the hospitality industry, which explains the event part of my business. I will never let go of events. I just enjoy doing them. So I spent 15 years in hotel management in sales and catering and planning events. And then when I left corporate America, I started my own event planning business. With that, I was immediately introduced to B&I, Business Network International, and joined right away to help me grow my business. And through that organization, I met the founder and CEO, Chief Visionary Officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner, who literally walks the talk of his organization and givers gain philosophy. And he passed me a referral to a little organization that he's a member of called the Transformational Leadership Council. Mm-hmm. And he said, Luann, they need more event planning help. Are you interested? I'm like, totally. Love to do it. You know that saying, hang out with the people you want to be like? Well, that's what I got to do. Is by planning their events, I experienced all these transformational leaders' messages. They've become my friends. And the Passion Test was one of the tools that came out since I was a part of the organization. And I just fell in love with the philosophies of the Passion Test. And said, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to teach this because I want to live it. We teach what we want to learn, Leanne. And yeah. So I wanted to learn it and live it fully in my life. And actually, the Passion Test is a system. Just like B&I is a system of teaching people how to grow their business by referral, the Passion Test is a system to help people live their life based on living their passions and acquiring their dreams. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I'm going to ask you about the Passion Test a little bit later because I want to get into that.
Sure.
But you know, first, the title of this show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. And I'm wondering, what is like Ace Your Space or the title of this show? What does that mean to you?
Well, I love, if you want to call it that, your subtitle or tagline, declutter your life, free your time, and reclaim your energy. I'm so in alignment, and so is our message of the Passion Test with that subtitle, if you will. So decluttering your life, when you focus on your passions, that's what you do. You sort of push all the other shiny objects aside and declutter and focus on what it is you want to create in your life. And it saves you time, energy, and money, in doing just that.
You're like anticipating my questions. Which, and you know, it's interesting because you know that's why I wanted you on here, because for me clutter is, yeah, I mean yes, it's that pile in the corner, but it's really anything that gets in the way of goals and dreams. And one thing is like if we have too many things we're going for, or we really haven't figured out our passion, we have like cluttered intentions, and we're going in cluttered directions. And so I think that, and people are stopped from achieving their goals and dreams because they don't really know what they are. So, I mean, of course, we just identified like not knowing your goals and dreams is one way, not really having identified that through something like the passion test is one way to not achieve your goals and dreams. What other things do you see stop people when they're really going after what they want in life? What keeps them from that hitting those goals? What clutter is showing up for them?
Well, it's fear is what it is. And if you know the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. And so when you fail to be really confident and clear on your direction, you allow that fear, that clutter of other messages to get in your way, slow you down, even stop you from moving forward. And they're really just false beliefs. So we talk a lot about false beliefs, false ideas, and false concepts that hold us back. And it's all the things that we've been programmed with up to wherever point you are in your life, 30, 40, 50 years, until you start shifting your thinking.
Well, and you know, and I really do. I mean, I think that's been such a common thing with so many of the speakers. And of course, you know, like I said, I have a very broad definition of clutter, is it's really anything. So I've had speakers talking about all different things that can show up as clutter. And that's it. It's like, you know, it's like taking a look at your mind and a mindset shift and being more intentional. Now I know that you really help people find their passion and their joy. How can people actually, you know, what do people need to release? What kind of clutter do people need to release to find that? Is it that, you know, is it that fear? And how do they release those things?
They need to let go of past baggage, past thoughts, those things that are holding them back. That's what they need to let go of, that clutter. A lot of times it's the other people's thinking that's getting in their way, right? Of what I think I have to do or I'm supposed to do based on society or other people's vision of me. A great example, right? Is I grew up in a family. My father was a teacher, good Catholic family. I had to go to church on Sunday. I was supposed to go get good grades and go to college. And I did all those things. But for what reason? The reason was because I was told I had to, I felt I was supposed to, all of those things versus what does Luann really believe, want, feel, desire for her dreams. Now, somewhere intuitively, we might be on track, but we don't know it consciously. And therefore, we're constantly second guessing ourselves and allowing that clutter of other people's thoughts, shiny objects, the grass is always greener on the other side, to get in our sight line. And then we're sort of bouncing all over, right? Shiny object syndrome. It's like, well, maybe it's over here, or maybe it's over there, or maybe it's here. And really, your passions are clues of just who you were designed to be. And so when you get in alignment with those and you stay just in that lane, life becomes easier. I say when you get connected to your life's flow, everything becomes easier. You stop letting these other things, the clutter, the distractions, take you off track of your personal mission in this world, your purpose, which is the subtitle of the book, The Effortless Path to Your Life's Purpose, the Passion Test book. So and that's the truth, right? It keeps us aligned. And so interestingly enough, Leanne, it's really aligning yourself, your actions that you take, with your personal values.
Right.
But it's so easy for society and that clutter to pressure us in other directions.
Yes. Well, now, let me ask you, is it just as easy as that, like taking the passion test, figuring out what your passion and purpose is, and okay, now I got it, this other stuff falls away. It's not quite that easy. What?
No, we do say that the passion test is a simple yet powerful system of aligning you with your actions, with your passions, but it takes time, which is why I stepped in to it as a facilitator to teach others, because then I live it every day, right? So I don't know about you. Let's see. Well, we won't go into age, but I've been around a while and I've gone to my share of personal development seminars and events, books, what have you, right? And you go to them and you sit in them and you go, wow, this is a really great concept. And then you go back home and within a week, you're back to your old patterns,
exactly.
Right? It's the actual implementation of it. And what I saw in the passion test is tools to implement the philosophies that we teach, and then I could adopt those in my life. And the more that I adopted those in my life, the more I could share them with other people. Right. And so you set, just as you do with your organization and decluttering the physical space, you set an example for others of living that way. So first I do that for myself, and then I help others do it. And so thus my coaching practice, it's not an overnight sensation. It takes time to shift your thoughts, your mindset, and really get into that pattern of choosing in favor of your passions. And that's the key to living a passionate life, we say, is whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, consistently choose in favor of your passions. And therein lies the secret to truly making it happen. It's conscious choice of every action you take. Is it moving me closer to my living my passions, my goals, my desires, or is it moving me further away?
Got it. I like that. That's a really good litmus test there. That's great. Can you share with us maybe some other techniques that you use to actually to implement rather than just sitting on that knowledge?
So one of the other formulas within the passion test, and you mentioned the word intention earlier, it is intentional living, right? So setting an intention every morning of how I choose to spend my day. We set big intentions in the process of the life we want to create for ourselves, right? But then it's also doing it on a daily basis. And you mentioned joy before, right? Joy is a choice in my world. Joy is a choice. And so I get up in the morning and I choose to have a joyful day. No matter what comes my way, what it might appear to throw me off track, put myself back into joy. As you know, I was taken off track yesterday in the ER with my mother, who's 90 and fell, and I could easily have let that really drag me down. Oh no, what's happening in my business? People are going to be angry at me. What have you? All those things of potential failure or mistake or judgment on myself could have come up. Instead, it was, I'm so grateful that I'm here to be able to take her to the ER, that here we are, we have an ER that is open to take her and make sure that she's okay. And those conversations have to consciously pass through my mind, those thoughts, in order to stay in that mindset. So I'm not above the need to practice.
Yeah.
We all do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all do, and we choose that in those moments. And so that would be another tool. Choose joy. Choose joy, no matter what's going on, and what is the joy in that moment.
Well, and it also kind of reminds me of, you mentioned, you know, the, like that, what I called the litmus test a few minutes ago, you know, always like being intentional when you have a choice and say, what is going to lead me to my passion? You be intentional with like, what is going to, you know, what, how can I choose joy? It's almost kind of like the same thing. It's like when you're left with two, you know, different ways to feel, like, what's the joy? Where's the joy here? Because it's here, mm-hmm. you know.
It's here. Mm-hmm. Right. So we say you set your intention, and then you need to put your attention on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the choice part, taking action in that direction, mm-hmm. choosing your thoughts, your actions, you know, how you choose to feel about the situation. Then no tension. Intention, attention, no tension. Let go, let God, which is faith, right? Have faith that what happened to me yesterday is exactly what needed to happen yesterday, and it's all going to be okay.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge piece of faith in this.
I love that. That's good. All right. Now I have a question for you. What has your relationship to physical clutter been like throughout your life, and how has that impacted you?
I love this question, right? I'm going to be completely authentic and vulnerable about this, and totally have trouble giving up things that are a part of my family history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one, many people might come into my house and call it very cluttered. I have a very dear friend. I do not handle decluttering physical space well. Mm-hmm. I have a dear friend who is a professional organizer. And she will come and spend the weekend with me, and we will gracefully go through it at my pace. And she's taught me over the years, even though we still need to do it from time to time to keep moving forward, right, is that same concept of, is this item giving you joy? Or is it in the way, is it a frustration, even though it was grandma's, right? Is it giving you joy? Like, I have my grandfather's rocking chair,
mm-hmm.
but we sit in it and it gives us joy to sit in it. And I feel like I'm still with grandpa sitting on his knee in this
yep.
chair, right? And see tears to my eyes just thinking
yep.
about it, right? It's that will stay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other pieces that could probably go? Yeah, there really is. And so it's an ongoing process, just like living your passions is. To truly declutter, and we'll get stronger because of it. I know that to be true. And there's been times where I've gone, you know what? This whole file box of stuff really has to go. I really like acknowledge it's weighing me down energetically, and it just has to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my relationship with the physical.
Got it. And you know, you made a good point there. A lot of times people will go into a decluttering project or something and think, all right, this is it, one and done. I'm declutter and it's done. But it's not. It's an ongoing process. And, you know, there are times like we're ready to release something, and sometimes we're not ready to release it yet. And it takes time for us to be able to release it. So you're right. It is very much an ongoing project.
Yeah, well, and I think the other message I'd love for your viewers to get is it's okay to get help. Don't try to do it alone. It's too hard for me to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it well, and I get really blocked up.
Yes.
Right? Really emotional. It takes me longer. I fight it, and it makes for a miserable day.
Mm-hmm.
So when my friend comes in, and helps me, you know, she asks me good questions.
Right.
She gets me to be reasonable, you know, instead of just because. And when we need a break, we go have lunch and a glass of wine.
Yep. I love it. Perfect.
Like, okay, I just need a break. Can we walk away for a minute? All right, good. So it does take some of that support in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And anything we want to change in our life, it takes support from other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it just makes it easier. You may be able to muddle through on your own, but it's like, if you can, you know, if you can have somebody help guide you, why not, you know, why not make your journey easier?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
why not make your journey easier? That's a great life lesson, right?
Exactly. It does not have to be hard. Easier. Yes.
Exactly.
Don't make it harder than it has to be.
There you go.
Well, now let me ask you, I want to get back to like the passion project and people who have worked with this, who feel like they have actually been able to find their passion, who are living, you know, with those, you know, with those tenets, like they're making their choices along those lines and decluttering the things that don't fit. What has opened up for them? What have you seen like been made available for people who are able to kind of live that level with their passions?
Oh, so many stories, Leanne. Which direction to go? So one of my clients who I've worked with, and by the way, there's two models with the passion test work. There's the passion test just for your life. Mm-hmm. And there's a passion test specifically for your business.
Right.
Now, in the end, it all goes together. Because I'm going to start with your life and then dive into your business.
Mm-hmm.
But with one particular individual, she was coming across with this facade of having to be sort of a business executive and how do I message and change myself to match the business world. And it's like, stop. Stop the madness. Be authentically who you are from your heart, why you love doing what you're doing. Share that with the world. And when she let that go and truly opened up her vulnerability for why she's in the essential oil business, for why she's in the essential oil business, what had happened to her and her health journey that led her to these oils, it's just a powerful attraction tool for other people who have been in the same journey and need a solution.
Right.
So you're attracting people to you based on living from that space of authentically who you are, mm-hmm. rather than trying to go out and find people to be your clients or what have you, for example, right?
Yes. You're pulling them in rather than reaching out and
yep.
trying to find.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Another one of my clients got so clear on the direction for his business. He doubled his revenues in 1 year, and actually now 3 years later, he's already built it to a point where he's ready to sell it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he can get a good dollar for it. So pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So clarity is power, what we say. Clarity is power. And when you are clear, what you want will show up in your life, and only to the extent that you're clear about
yes.
what that is.
Yes.
So decluttering is so important to being really crystal clear on the direction that you want to take. And it's not actually that magically things start showing up. It's that now we have the clear vision to see mm-hmm. what is right before us to help us achieve what it is we want to achieve in life.
Well, it reminds me of often I will tell people, it's like, you need to know where you're going. If you have a GPS, you know, you can't say, oh, just kind of somewhere that way. The GPS is not going to know where to take you. Or even a map. You can't, you know, if you don't know where your destination is, you're going to flounder around a lot.
Right.
Until you get there. And who knows when you get there, because you don't know where you're going. So.
Exactly.
So now let me ask you, what tips would you give us to help us free our time and reclaim our energy?
Well, I might sound like a broken record, but it's the same process, right? Because when you're clear about where you're going, when you know what your passions are and you know to choose in favor of those, then you free up time from other things you were saying yes to that you thought you had to do or were supposed to do, where you go, no, I don't need to do that anymore. You know, one of my passions, for example, is having fun with everything I do. It's simple. And if I'm not having fun, I literally can sit back and go, whoa, like, why am I here in this group, at this job, at this task? What? Why am I doing this if this is not fun for me? And figure out either a way to delegate or say no and just stop doing that thing. I know it sounds oversimplified, but it's so powerful to have those tools to be able to make those choices. And so time is a choice as well, right? We can say that we're too busy all the time and there's not enough time in the world. That just means you're not choosing to use your time right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not getting to the things that really give you joy and to do the things that you want to do, then you're choosing other tasks instead of those things that give you joy and that you're passionate about. Makes sense?
It makes sense. And I also think that often if people are caught in that cycle, so much of what they're doing is because they, it's like what they think they should, or it's what they think somebody expects of them or society expects of them and stuff like that. And I think getting back to like really knowing your passion and where you're going helps that fall away.
And then it follows with the energy. People call me the Energizer Bunny historically as well too. Mm-hmm. Now, historically, I would have told you, now looking back, that a lot of that energy was fueled from anxiety and fear. Mm-hmm. Now that energy is absolutely fueled from passion. Absolutely. I mean, when I get fired up about talking about the passion test and people finding their passion, you know, I come out here in this big way and people go, okay, don't scream at us. And I'm like, no, I'm just so excited. You know? I'm so excited. And so there's the energy that will proceed out of that. Once you reclaim your time, the energy will follow because those things feed you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had another story just pop into my head, so it must be something I'm supposed to share, and that is when I was a single mom and decided to go after my master's degree. It was an all online program, so I could do it from home after the kids went to bed, but I was working full time, and I remember consciously needing to choose in that moment to not worry about the cleanliness of my house, i.e., I have a grandmother historically whose house was always perfect.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And to let go of that, you know, that I didn't have to have it always perfect just in case somebody walked in, you know. But to consciously say, something's got to give. And this master's degree is important to me. My children are important to me. Cleaning the house just isn't right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's actually the same way, you know, like with decluttering, sometimes it's not the time to declutter. Sometimes it's the time to focus on other things. So, and when it is the time to declutter, you declutter. So.
But, and I think I see an interesting trend happening right now in the world during our pandemic,
mm-hmm.
is that because people are at home, and in their homes on 24/7 basis, that they are looking at ways to declutter. In other words, okay, what is all this stuff around me? Do I really need it? And shall I move it on? And same thing with personal things happening in their life. You know, all the activities, all the things one might be involved in, are they truly things I still need to be involved in? And then the priorities of where I want to spend my time, do they bring me joy, or am I doing them to prove something to someone else?
Well, and you know, and the amazing thing about where we find ourselves now is like, there is actually some time to sit and think about that. It's like stepping back from doing all the things gives us time to say like, now, wait a minute. Maybe I enjoy this a lot more than doing all the things. Maybe this is, you know, maybe there's something here to that. And the point about, you know, talking about decluttering, I think the reason for that is, you know, so often, you know, I think there's a point, our homes we either get energy from our homes or our homes are sucking that from us. I think before pre-COVID, people didn't necessarily realize what was sucking that energy from themselves, because they could leave. They could go somewhere else. They could go to their friend's house that was, you know, less clutter, or to work, or to wherever. When you're in that space and you can't easily go somewhere, you automatically start thinking, it's something here. What can I do here to shift that?
Well, and so part of what your work is doing, Leanne, is tuning people in to the energetic space, meaning that those things in their space can impact them energetically.
Yes.
Right? And yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's another conscious awareness that people need to come to and understand that things in their surroundings can be draining them. I mean, we grew up learning about introverts and extroverts, right? And how that energetically works. And even then, I don't think people sometimes even grasp that. And this goes deeper than that, right? The introvert is seen as someone who shies away from people and is a loner. The reality is the introvert needs to draw their energy from time alone,
right,
to rebuild their energy. I, as an extrovert, need people around me to build my energy. When I spend too much time alone, literally, I've noticed when I started working from my home years ago for myself, I almost slipped into a depression because I didn't get that that's where my energy was coming from, being around other people.
Right, right.
It's been a thing for the COVID too. I thought that the Zoom was going to help me keep it because I see lots of people on Zoom, but it does not fill that physical energetic need in my body to rise up my energy. So I have to really work on that consciously in these times personally. Exactly. So, and then everything's energy, right? So everything in our space, in our house, in our office, either is depleting our energy or lifting us up.
Yep, exactly.
Depleting our energy.
Exactly. Wonderful point. All right, I have a couple more questions for you. What is the most interesting thing you have read or seen in the past week?
Well, what's coming to me in my mind right now is we just had a very interesting conversation on the Living Healthy List Wonder Series about romance and self-love. And very powerful conversation around not becoming the emotion that we feel, feeling it, but not becoming it.
Mm-hmm.
And we easily become it and start acting as if, rather than acknowledging that emotion is just telling us something about ourselves in that moment to learn from. It was a powerful conversation.
That's really cool.
Listen,
I like
to the replay.
That is interesting. Yeah, I'll have to check that out too. I was not able to catch that one. That Living Healthy. Now let me ask you, what's a movie that you can practically quote from start to finish?
You know, I don't know if I can quote a movie from start to finish. I know what was happening next.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can quote it, but I can have a few favorite quotes from a movie by the name of French Kiss with Meg Ryan.
I remember that one, yes.
So cute. And my husband and I use a line from that one all the time. That's so silly when we're irritated about something and it's, "You make my butt twitch."
Oh,
like, "You're so strange. You make my butt twitch."
Oh, that's funny. I love that. That's great.
Love those romantic comedies.
Yes, I love those. Now, I think you have a gift for the audience.
I do. I would love to meet with anyone for a free 30-minute consultation about what might be their blockages that's holding them back. And if they truly know their passions, or if there's an opportunity for them to gain from experiencing the passion test process. So love to do that.
I love that. I think that's going to be so useful for people, because it's like I said, we need to know where that destination is on that map, so we can tell our GPS. And there's going to be a link to that below, around somewhere near this video, so that people can absolutely easily find you. Now I've got one final question. If you could leave people with one action they can take to declutter their life, what would that be?
So I would like them to just take three actions every day. Mm-hmm. Three actions, not the laundry list, not this long to-do list that you have. Just set the intention every day to get three things done. And they don't have to be major, overwhelming, write a novel in one day things. You know, it can be, I'm going to clean out that drawer, or I'm going to take an action I've been saying I'm going to take for a long time and just haven't done it. Go for a walk, whatever. Three things that you want to accomplish each day. When those things are done, then be okay. Be okay that that was a good day. You got those three things done, because we spend too much time beating ourselves up for not getting enough done. Oh, it's that we don't have enough time, right?
Yep.
Just three things. And preferably three things are going to move you closer to your passions.
I love that. That's such a great idea. Thank you so much, Luann. You know, Luann, I've had so much fun chatting with you today. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. I love what you're doing on Ace Your Space.
Thank you so much. Audience, I really appreciate you being here, and I know that you enjoyed this as much as I did. I want you guys to take a look in your email tomorrow. There's going to be another email for me with another couple of really great Ace Your Space interviews. So until then, I will see you later. Bye-bye.